Good morning. Today our question is, what was the view of Rev Eliashiv when it comes to Dina de Malchusa in the land of Israel today, Medinas Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael? Is there Dina de Malchusa Dina or not, according to Rav Eliashiv? So certainly there's been a lot written on this. I would assume there's a lot been written on this, but we will look specifically at two sources, written sources, one verbal source, that we will try to piece together the view of Rav Eliashiv when it comes to Dina de Malchusa Dina in the land of Israel. So the first one is going to be a number of decades ago, Rav Eliashiv was on the Supreme Court of the Beis Din, so the Supreme Beis Din in the land of Israel, that is of the Rabbanut, so great Gedolim, do and have sat on that Beis Din. And there's a decision of that Beis Din. They were talking about a specific issue of registration of land in Israel, and if Dina de Malchusa Dina applies to that or not. And there's a decision by three great Gdolim, three of them sitting together. The first was the Rishon Letzion, the chief rabbi of Israel, Reb Yitzchak Nisim, and Rav Eliashiv was on the Beis Din, and also Rav Zsolti. Together they were sitting and they made the Psak. And there, it's not so clear that they are of the view that Dina de Malchusa Dina applies to the land of Israel. However, for specific things that are for the benefit of society, for the benefit of the citizens of the land of Israel, or the residents of the land of Israel, Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply. So it's not a blanket that Dina de Malchusa Dina applies, but if it's a beneficial law regulation for the benefit of society, indeed, Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply. So they, in their maskan, in their conclusion there, we'll go through three of the 4 points in their conclusion. Number one is that there's a machlokis in the Rishonim, if indeed there is Dina de Malchusa Dina in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, not talking about the country of Israel in its current state, but in Eretz Yisrael, as it was divided up in between the Jews, it was divided up into the Shvatim. So there's a machlokis in the Rishonim, which we've talked about in the past. Does Dina de Malchusa Dina only apply in Chutzlarts, out of the land of Israel, or also in the land of Israel? So that's point number one in their conclusion. Number two, machlokis zohi rak bizman shel shilton be'eretz Yisrael hu bidei Yehudim. This machlokis, and this point is not something we've discussed about before, this machlokis, whether there's Dina de Malchusa Dina in the land of Israel or not, that is when the government is of Jews, by Jews, for Jews, that is when we have that machlokis. However, Rachman al-Itzlan, if the land of Israel and those times historically, when it was conquered and it was governed by non-Jews, in those situations, Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply. Just like in Chutz La'aretz, Dina de Malchusa Dina applies. In Eretz Yisrael, when the government is of non-Jews governing, then Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply and we'd have to adhere to their secular laws. And then point number three, and this is the critical point, Binyanim Sheish Bam Tikkun Nechaye HaMedina, when it comes to issues that are for Tikkun Nechaye HaMedina, where they're beneficial for the lives of the people living in the country, many laws are for the benefit of society, for the benefit of the citizens and residents of a country, everyone would agree, all Shitas would agree that Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply even in the land of Israel. So that is where that psak comes out. In the end of the day, they said that when it comes to land registration, having standardized laws when it comes to registering land is a very important thing, then accordingly, Dina de Malchusa Dina would apply. So there is the first source. There's a second source in the Sefer Hashavas Aveda Kahalacha. The author there says he spoke with Rav Eliashiv, and Rav Eliashiv was of the view that it's prohibited to buy assets from the government of Israel when they have repossessed people's assets. For example, if somebody didn't pay his taxes, didn't pay custom duties, and his assets were repossessed, his car was taken and sold on the market in order to be able to pay back the debts of that individual, to pay off the taxes of that individual, Rav Eliashiv paskins that it's prohibited to buy those assets, because anything that has been taken by the government in that way, that is against the halacha. It is considered gezel gamor, that is stealing by the government. And accordingly, we would not be able to purchase those assets which were stolen by the government. However, he adds on there that applies specifically in the land of Israel. She'ein dina de Malchusa Dina be'Eretz Yisrael. There is no land, the law of the land in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply in the land of Israel. But in Chutz Laretz, where we do say Dina de Mechusa Dina, it would be permitted to purchase those repossessed assets from the government. So based on this, it would sound like Ravi Eliashiv across the board was of the view Dina de Mechusa Dina does not apply. However, and we'll get to the third source, the oral source, the verbal source, is that I have a friend named Yecheskel Lazar who went to ask Ravi Eliashiv our very question, is there Dina de Mechusa Dina in the land of Israel or not? And Ravi Eliashiv asked him, for what purpose? Are you asking across the border for a specific area? Yecheskel Lazar responded, I am talking specifically about taxation. In the realm of taxation, is there Dina de Malchusa Dina? Ravi Eliashiv answered, yes, there is Dina de Malchusa Dina when it comes to taxation, and it would apply also to customs and duties, financial obligations to pay to the government. Ravi Eliashiv was of the view that there is Dina de Malchusa Dina, and that wasn't the only time that Ravi Eliashiv was asked and got that response. There's a Rosh Chabura at the Mir Yeshiva who asked the same question and got the same response that there is Dina de Malchusa Dina when it comes to taxation, even in the land of Israel, so we have to pay our taxes. So it turns out, accordingly, that indeed, based on the Sefer HaShavas Aveda Gilchata, there would be likely times, Rebbe Eliashiv says, that Dina Dina Mechusa Dina does not apply by buying repossessed assets by the land of Israel. However, when it comes to taxation, Rebbe Eliashiv was of the view that Dina Dina Mechusa Dina indeed does apply. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow we will see the view of the Chazon Ish. Have a wonderful day.